How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I want to illuminate the indications that you are growing wiser, that your life's getting better, that things are going to get better in a big way. And some of these things are really quite subtle. Oftentimes, we're not even aware of them until we actually step back and realize that our life has taken on many changes, that we're no longer hanging out with the same friends, possibly not even hanging out in the same places that we did. And it's interesting when we step back after a year of time on this planet, 365 days is what they say, and we step back and we begin to acknowledge the changes that have taken place in our life. And it's funny how in 1 year our life can change in such remarkable ways that it's even hard to fathom how it once was. And these indications can be kind of slight, they can be small, they can be tiny, but when you actually kind of step back and you look at it in the big picture, you realize, well, it's not really tiny at all. It's quite impressive, and it's almost like a tapestry being created as long as we allow this tapestry to be created and as long as we realize that we are involved in its creation, i.e., by allowing to choose certain things, by making certain choices, by choosing to not do certain things, by allowing ourselves to not hold on to the past, to not be scared of the future, and all the stuff in between, we allow ourselves to grow. And the first indication that I want to talk about is when we realize that we're no longer hanging out with our old buds anymore. And I'm not saying that all of our old friends are not the people we should be hanging out with, but I think that we have to sometimes be a little more selective in understanding that just because they were friends at one time, you can always love them, you can always care for them, you can always, you know, send a Christmas card, you can always be there, but do you necessarily need to spend the majority of your time with them? And the reason why I bring this up is I have friends all the way since elementary school, and I see some of these folks every other week. So I've held on to old friends for a long time, and so coming from this standpoint, I believe that I can offer and suggest some good advice without having any sort of issues with having old friends. Because, you know, when some people don't have old friends, I mean, you really can't take the advice on friendships and how to keep long-term friendships based on that. And so from my perspective, I believe that there's a handful of folks that you can spend time with throughout a lifetime. They are evergreen. You'll always have something to talk about. You'll always have something to connect with. There's something about them that's lasting in your life. But then I think on the flip side, there's a lot of folks, too, that the only reason you were necessarily friends is because you went to the same school together, you lived on the same street, you know, your mom tutored the kid, you know, back in high school, whatever it was, and now you find yourself in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, and you're hanging out, and you're realizing we don't really have a lot in common. And not only do we not have a lot in common, it's almost like we're living different lives. And you can try to find some stuff and you can reminisce about old times, but I think a lot of times we kind of get held back by that. because, you know, we become who we spend time with, okay? You know, if you're spending time with a lot of amazing, positive people that have a lot of things going on and they're making changes and they're world changers and they're dynamic and they're very passionate, but they're also very value-driven, that's going to impact you in an amazing way. Now, on the flip side, if you're hanging out with people, and it's nothing to judge about, it's just the reality. If you're hanging out with people who maybe don't really have the future in mind, really not focusing on what's going on, kind of living vicariously in the past, that maybe scared to move on, there's a lot of things there. That's not going to really get you as far as if you surrounded yourself with other people who are goal-oriented as you are. And if that's not something you're interested, that's fine. But I think to some degree, we hold on to the past as a security blanket. And some of our past relationships can be very rewarding. I have several friends that I see all the time, and we've known each other since we were in the single-digit ages, you know? And that's really cool. And people go, wow, that's amazing. You can keep some old school friends. I mean, that says something about you. And yes, it does. But I chose the ones that I really felt we connected and we grew together. Because I remember going to my high school reunion, and I'm sure many of you have gone to a high school reunion. You know what it's like. You get there and you see a bunch of people. And for me, I saw a couple of guys that I had crushes on when I was younger. Yeah, I mean, this one guy I had a crush on since eighth grade. Yep. And things change. I mean, things get very funny and interesting once you get past that eighth grade year, ninth grade, tenth grade, and you're looking at that. And it's extremely interesting. However, yeah, I never dated him, and we never dated. And but, you know, you see him, and you're like, hey, what's going on? And it's almost like you never missed a beat. And you run into everybody. Everybody's so happy to see each other because it reminds everybody of the past, the good times, you know, the middle school, the high school years, safe times, you know, where it wasn't really hard. And, you know, we didn't have to, like, scrape and scratch. And we didn't have to worry about our careers or how much money we were making or how we were going to pay for everything. It was those good times when, you know, you might have had a part-time job and that was the height of your stress level, okay? And so those times bring back good memories. Those times bring back that feeling of nostalgia. And so oftentimes when you're in that feeling of nostalgia, no matter how little you knew somebody, no matter how little you spent time with them, you still acted as if y'all were best of buds. And you go to the high school reunion, and I think this is very interesting because I think it happens to a lot of us, is that you see everybody and everybody's giving hugs and high fives, and, you know, many of us are having a few drinks and we're reminiscing, and we're like, I got to get your number. Oh, yeah, put your number on my phone. Okay, yeah, here, let's do this. We're going to all hang out. Okay, so next week, we're all going to go out, and we're going to hang out together, and we're going to have a blast. And how many times does that happen? Well, pretty much it didn't happen. And I think a lot of times it's because when you're trying to make something happen and we're trying to resurrect something from the past that might not have actually had a true value, really associated like a personal value, we have a tendency of kind of exploiting that situation based on our desire to kind of live in the past because it was good times, and we don't really realize that there's not a lot in common. And I'm not saying that you have to have everything in common. I'm not saying that if you're a CEO, you got to only hang out with CEOs. No, that's lame. But what I am saying is that you want to hang out with people that are kind of going in the same direction, that have the same values, the same principles, and the same habits. Because you can have values, you can have the principles, you can have the same direction, but if you have different habits, that's probably not going to help you out. And a good example of that you might be aware of, that might actually happen in your life, is when you're hanging out with a group of people that, let's just say, their idea of having fun is going to the bar as much as possible, starting a Sunday off at, you know, having mimosas at 10 a.m. in the morning, and, you know, and calling it a day by 5 p.m. And to me, that's not my routine. That's not my habit. That's not my weekend habit. And when I try to mix and mingle with that, and create that and accept that, I try to fit in. And that's probably where we go wrong a little bit. Sometimes you just got to be yourself. You got to do you. If everybody's having mimosas, you don't want to drink, have some iced tea and be happy with it. But I know that it's kind of hard sometimes, and I found it hard sometimes to be doing the right thing all the time when everybody else is going crazy. And it can be hard to be the one that's sober when everybody else is, well, you know, doing their thing. And I recently went to an all-inclusive resort. And it was funny because, you know, all-inclusive resorts, what's the thing about it? What's the attraction? All free food, all the food you can eat, all the alcohol you can drink. That's the attraction, right? Because you can eat anything you want, you can drink anything you want. All day, every single second of the day, you can have something. Even room service, you call it up, it's free, they deliver the food, you can have anything you want. Usually you go into the room, when you first enter the room, and there's several little bottles of alcohol, those are free as well. I mean, it's a free-for-all, okay? And I was at this this resort, and it was a nice resort, but it was crazy because you got up in the morning at like 8 a.m., and you know, you're running down the beach, or you're doing something, or you're working out, you know, and I'd get like maybe like two eggs, workout, and the next thing you know, I look around and almost everybody at the resort is drinking already, and it's like a quarter to ten. And that's hard because from somebody that has a different type of habit, it's hard to stay solid in something like that. It's hard to stay solid. It's hard to stay straight and narrow when everybody else is having fun because I think it's a human thing to kind of want to participate, right? It's a human thing to want to participate. You know, you want to have fun, you see everybody else is having fun, and you're over there having two eggs and going and running 5 miles. You know, is that necessarily fun? And I've realized that it can make you question your validity. It can make you question who you are. It can make you question your validation and what you're truly living for. And I think that when we realize that happens in our own relationships with our friends and the people we choose to hang out with, we really got to step back and say and ask ourselves a question, do we match up? Stay tuned. I return to be talking more about this and more about the indications that you are growing wiser. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back in two shakes.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
877-657-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I'm ready to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today, I am talking about how to know when you're growing wiser, how to know when your life is taking an awesome turn that you probably don't even realize. And the reason why I say you might not realize is because a lot of these changes can be very, very subtle, incredibly subtle, that we don't catch until later down that road. And sometimes we don't even catch it for a long time because we're in our lives. We're in the middle of it. We're in the middle of a lot of stuff going on. Most of us are really, really, really extremely busy. Children, family, husband, wife, the spouse, the career, the hobbies, and everything in between. And it can get a little overwhelming. And you got your friends, and you got your family, and you got your coworkers, and you got the activities that you do, and the activities that the kids do, and the activities that your spouse does. And all that stuff going on that we often don't see, kind of the big things that are happening, that are moving around in our life to create this amazing tapestry that will actually lead our life into a better vibration, but also a higher frequency, but also in a better space to co-create and to create things that come from very wise, intelligent individuals. And right before the break, I was talking about how we begin to let go of friendships that no longer serve us. And I'm not talking about, oh, your friendships should serve you. Bow down to the friendship. But I'm saying when friendships have kind of gone past their time, their prime, really. Like, what do we have to talk about? Our lives are very different. I mean, sure, you can always talk about the past. And sure, you can actually create new memories, and that seems hard for people sometimes, which I find really odd. I can create memories with absolutely anyone, but I think we got to go back and ask ourselves, would it be better to be spending time with people that kind of had some commonality with us, or better yet, we're growing in the same direction, perhaps pursuing faith. Perhaps you're in the process of pursuing a higher thought process, or, you know, realizing that there's more to this world than meets the eye, and connecting with God and doing all that kind of stuff. That's awesome. And so why don't you find other people who are also doing that same soulful work? And I think that's a good example, because a lot of times when we spend time with folks that we've known forever, their work that they're doing personally might not be in the same direction as our work. Perhaps they're not doing that work. Perhaps they're not interested in that work. And you've got to ask yourself, you know, is this really who I need to be spending time with? In all reality, is this really my best use of time? And I think we have to let go of all judgment, because we're not judging our friends. Oh, they're bad or they're good. It's more like, does this work out with my current lifestyle? is this where we're going? Are we in the right place? Is this like kind of, am I helping them or are they helping me or what's going on? And I think it has to be a two-way street, okay? It can't ever be like, oh, this person's doing this for me or whatever, and so I'm going to hang out with it. It has to be a growing and learning relationship where you help that person, they help you, vice versa, and you help them grow and you help them to see a perspective that's really amazing and vice versa. And I think that when you're in those types of relationships, they broaden your perspective. They broaden your perspective. They add like that next level, that next dimension of value into your life. And I'm not saying that the other friendships don't, but I think if you really look at them head on, okay, you know, like in Consumer Digest, where you compare several cars or several printers. Let's just say Consumer Digest has an article. And they're comparing printers. You got like the HP, you got the Epson, you got all the stuff in between, and it tells you the price point, and it tells you what this one does, and how many pages this one will print, and the color pages, and the black and white, and will it do photos, and okay, we get it, okay? Well, I think if you looked at these friendships back to back, and you had someone that you totally love, and you can't stop loving them. It's not like you go, oh, we're not hanging out all that much anymore. I'm going to stop loving you as a friend. But you have friends that you love and you care for, but the relationship has changed. You know, in high school, you know, things were gooder in college, but now they've kind of gone on a different road than you have. And I find it interesting because it can seem almost empty at sometimes when you're having conversations, when you're hanging out. It feels like part of your relationship is living in the past still with them, and part of your relationship is in the present, but the part that's in the present doesn't ever seem to surpass the past. And that's a realization for sure when you're having conversations and you're communicating and you're out and about in the present moment. And it seems that the conversation constantly goes back to, oh, God, remember what happened back then? And we did this and we did that. And, yeah, I agree that you can make new memories and you can create new lasting memories. But oftentimes, if you really get to the root of the situation, the connection that you had started really young and you have grown and you have changed and you've morphed into this person who has become wiser and has an acknowledgement of where and how you want to spend your time the most. Because I think the older we get, the more wise we get in the fact that we don't have limitless time. We do have a finite amount of time. I don't know how long that'll be. I don't have that crystal ball out here for you. But we do have a certain amount of time, and so we have to kind of use our time wisely. I mean, haven't you been somewhere where you're like, I can't believe I'm wasting my time doing this. I can't believe it. I mean, haven't you ever been waiting in a line for something? You don't even want it. And you're waiting in that line and you look ahead of you and you realize you got a good hour. And you're like, do I really want to do this? No. No, only if you had to. I remember the last time I went to the DPS. Nothing against the DPS, okay? Nothing against it. I went in there. And I hadn't made an appointment. I didn't know that they had all that stuff, you know. And I waited. And I waited a good four hours. I did. And that was fine. But that was 3 to 4 hours that I won't ever get back. And I think you got to look at your relationships and the time that you spend. And you got to look at it wisely. And you got to say, hey, if I'm spending 3, 4, 5 hours with this person, I can't work on this stuff for, let's say you're going to get your master's. Well, you can't work on the school stuff. If I'm hanging out with this person, I can't meet new people who have the same ideas, thoughts, or even kind of just the direction of their life. I mean, because you start meeting people that are kind of going in your direction and they have the same values, and it kind of just fortifies some of your thinking. And I'm not saying that you need to ask other people how you should feel and all that stuff, because I'm totally against that. You got to be your own boss. You got to be your own person. But what I am saying is that when you're surrounded by people who are kind of doing what you're doing, you know, working hard, just, you know, trying to get stuff done, trying to create a life of meaning, and also, you know, trying to work as hard as possible, but trying to enjoy every single day, every single moment, and realizing and being grateful in the process. When you hang out with other people who feel that way, it just really reinforces the fact that you're on the right target, because it's nice to have a tribe. It's nice to not have to explain yourself all the time. And I find that a lot of times when you're holding on to old relationships, you're over there explaining yourself a lot. And because you might have known each other for a long time, you might get discredited because of, you know, maybe something you did in the past, or maybe the age difference or whatever, that other person says, well, why am I listening to you about this? And this doesn't make any sense. You know, that doesn't make any sense. And I think that a lot of times that comes because of the age of the relationship, possibly the season has passed, and it's time to either resurrect the friendship and really work at it to create new memories, or to realize that it might be time to make room for new friendships. Because it's like having a job. Yeah, when you have a job and you look for a job, that's great. But you can't take both jobs, both full-time jobs at a time. So you got to give up one. So if you are surrounded by people that aren't really necessarily in the same direction and have those same values and going the same way, that's fine. But you're spending a lot of time with them, offering you no time to make new friendships. And so when I return from the break, I want to really talk about how when we do let go of some of these older friendships, when we do stop the dialogue to some degree, what we're able to allow new people into our life. We're also allowed to have a little bit of downtime, a little bit of just being on our own to really understand, you know, what makes us tick. You know, what's important to me? What are my values? You know, what are the principles that I live by? What are the things that I just can't agree with? Okay, what are the things that I just can't agree with? I can't just, you know, turn a blind eye to. What are the things that I just absolutely love and just are amazed by? And what do I need to learn? Better yet, what can I learn? How can I be better? And, you know, sometimes when we meet new people, you know, when they are there and we're wanting to be there, we just get better just by being around them, by learning. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about understanding and realizing the indications that you are growing wiser, that you are moving up, that your vibration is changing, that you are creating more success in your life. How do you recognize that? And there are subtle indications that'll let you know about that. And like right before the break, I was talking about letting go of friendships that no longer really serve each other. You know, at one time it was great, it was wonderful, but you have grown, y'all both grown, you've decided to go different pathways, and it seems that a lot of times when you're hanging out, you're just trying to make it work, when in reality, you can maybe tap into different groups of people and find different people that you really have a lot in common with that'll push you. And so when we let go of some of these past relationships, we allow new friendships and new people to come into our life. And when we do that, we create amazing stuff. When we do that, what happens is that new people come in that probably have a lot of the same values, the principles, the direction, the habits. And you can be very proactive about that. You can come up with a daily mantra, affirmations of talking about that to yourself to bring that into my life. You know, so, you know, I bring, you know, positive, value-driven, you know, new friendships into my life, whatever you want to create that way. And it's true because when you allow that opening and you allow yourself to be out there and you allow yourself to meet new people and you allow these friendships and you actually follow through with them, okay, you actually follow through, so you meet them, and then you actually follow through, and you don't drop the ball, and you see what happens. And some of these people might be great. Some of these people might be going in a different way than you, and that's fine. Not everybody's going to be a new friend, but you'll start meeting people more and more and more that have your thought process as far as the value system, the direction in life, the values, what matters the most, what's most important in your life. You know, is it family? Is it career? And you find people that are really on that same level. And you find people that have very similar habits, too. Because a lot of times we find people that might be in the same career. And we feel like that might be the connection. Or we find people that have, you know, that family is a big thing. But is it really? And so a lot of times it's the habits that we need to figure out. It's the habits, because we can be great friends with people and have a lot in common, but if you're spending time with them and they don't like to spend time that way, or you're a drinker and they're not, and they have a problem with it, there's a lot of things that go into it. You either have to change your habits, they have to change their habits, you got to get over the issue with it, or they got to get over the issue with it, or you know what, quite honestly, there's probably somebody that's better to spend time with that actually gets you and understands you going in that same direction and has a similar lifestyle. And that means everything. That means everything, because it's a lot easier to have a new friend that understands that friends, that family is the best thing, and that you got to be home at a certain time for your family, than it is the other way, where you meet a new best friend who's great and awesome, but family's not a big deal. They're not married like you are. So when y'all are hanging out, they want you to hang out all night. And so it becomes like this issue all the time, instead of hanging out with someone else that has that same value system that says, hey, I got to pack it up. And you're like, yeah, I got to pack it up. You know, another thing, an indication that's very interesting when we are getting wiser, is you begin to see things differently. You begin to see life in a new perspective. You begin to understand life from new, different approaches. And you no longer judge what you see. And, you know, that's a big deal. When we no longer judge what we see, we begin to see the world in different set of eyes. And a lot of times this begins because we are mindful enough, we have enough self-awareness, that we see the fault in what we've done in the past. We might see an extrapolation of things that we see other people do and go, man, I did that stuff. Man, I was crazy then. And go, well, you know what? It is what it is. Or we might just accept the fact that, hey, people are going to do what they're going to do. As long as they're not hurting somebody, you know, I'm not going to judge it. And I think that when we begin to see life in a new way, from a new perspective, it's not about right or wrong. It's not about she's mean or he, you know, she's a bad person or he's a bad person or she's a good person. It's kind of you begin to see all these different areas of gray, which makes life more interesting because you begin to see different sides and facets of people that you might not necessarily would have seen before because you would have been making a judgment call, only seeing the things that you think are negative or only seeing the things that you think are positive and making a decision based on that. And I feel that when we're able to really step back with a new perspective and not holding on to the perspective that we were raised on, because, you know, your parents had a perspective and they encourage you within the environment and how they act to see that perspective. And that's fine. And that's great. And that's no big deal. Right. I mean, that's fine. But in the same half, you got to think about the fact that we're all here on this planet to have our own perspective, to create our most unique perspective, to have that perspective, and to have learned from several different things that have changed, to understand that we don't have to believe the same things as our parents did or whoever raised us, but also to actually be able to see, okay, well, yeah, I've always believed this, but now with this new information, I realize that's not necessarily correct. With this new information, that's not necessarily right. And so let me do some due diligence. Let me do some research and let me find out what is right. And I think that when we get there and we begin to realize we don't have all the answers and we realize that we don't even know all the questions, we begin to wake up to a new level of life and a new appreciation that basically offers us this amazing gratitude, but yet understanding of the human conscious, understanding of the people around us, even better understanding of who we are. And once we're able to understand who we are, that changes everything. When we understand who we are, we begin to get it, because that relationship is so important with ourselves. And when we finally do understand it, it really transforms our life in such a way that it just really doesn't have words to explain, because it's the most important relationship we can understand and we can have is with ourselves. And that's really, really true. And when we get that and we begin to delve into that relationship and begin to find out some of the amazing stuff about ourselves that we didn't necessarily know, and we begin to do some personal investigation and we begin to do some self-care and we begin to deal with some of the stuff that we might not necessarily want to deal with, perhaps a divorce that you kind of swept under the rug or the death of a relative that you never dealt with. There's a lot of things in between, okay? Perhaps something you did in your past or a love lost or, you know, 5 years or 10 years, you know, using drugs or alcohol or whatever and trying to overcome that and resurrect, or at least trying to say, okay, yeah, I screwed up, but I'm going to move forward, or see the silver lining and realize, okay, I did it. Now, what's the reasoning behind it? What did I learn and what can I move forward with that I can find value no matter what in that situation? And I think that when we can find value in our life, and we can find value in the stuff that we cause mistakes, we call them mistakes, we think they're mistakes, you know, when you find value in that, you begin to realize, well, yeah, maybe I saw it as a mistake at one point, but this has actually helped me to be a better person. This has helped me to not make a bigger mistake, or this has helped me to help other people understand how to not fall into that pitfall, how to overcome this, and how to basically pick yourself up once you've fallen down. And I think once you start seeing that, you begin to realize that the judgment of others just doesn't make any sense. Why do you necessarily need to judge anybody? You just don't. There's no reason for judgment. There's just absolutely no reason for judgment because it doesn't make any sense. Because you realize that everybody's going through something that they got to deal with. And eventually they got to either get over it or they're going to die with it. And in order to get over it, they've got to do the soul work. They got to go within their psyche, within themselves, and find it and deal with it. And there's no quick way of doing it. There's no, you know, fast food of personal development. There just isn't. There is no fast food for personal development. Just it doesn't exist. McDonald's doesn't own it. It's not a Coke product. Sorry. Doesn't exist. And so when you realize that, in order to understand yourself, you're in it for the long haul. And the more you understand yourself, you begin to realize that other people probably don't. And the more authentic you become and real you become, the more you realize that most of the people around you don't know what authentic and real is. And then all of a sudden, you're standing there on your own. And that can be an amazing feeling to know that you've done some amazing personal work that very few people have ever done. And that's something to be extremely proud of. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Ashley Burgess. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back in 2 shakes.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today, I have been identifying the indications that you are getting wiser. The changes that you have in your life that you might not necessarily see because you're right in the middle of it, but these changes dictate the fact that you are growing, you are learning, you are becoming smarter, stronger, more authentic, more clear-headed, more better. I like that, more better. I've always liked more better. And, you know, it's interesting. Because, like, what I was talking about right before the break is you begin to see things differently from a different perspective, and you get this new life approach, which is great, and you begin to stop judging people because you begin to stop judging yourself. It's very interesting how we are. When we're really, really hard on ourselves, we're usually very hard on the people around us, the closest people around us, not everybody. You let other people get away with murder. And when we begin to stop judgment on ourselves, for example, let's say that something happened to you. Let's say, like, you went through a divorce and you thought that it was your fault and you've never really dealt with it. Okay, well, we got to deal with this stuff because until you deal with it, you're not going to move on. Okay, let me just put it that way. Until you deal with the stuff that you're not happy with yourself, you will not move on. Yeah, sure, you can act like you're moving on and sure, you can get in the car and go 200 miles an hour, but that's not going to move on. You've got to emotionally, mentally move on. And it takes you to understand the situation, to go through it, to kind of relive it to a certain degree, to accept it for what it is, and to forgive it and let it go. And it takes time. But until you're willing to do that, your growth is stagnated. Until you're willing to do that, you can't fully get into anything fully emotional until you do. You know, I see clients a lot who have, you know, gotten a divorce and, you know, they kind of rebounded in the next relationship and what? It doesn't work. Okay. And why is that? Even if they don't rebound, but they haven't dealt with the baggage, they still got the baggage. It's not a one-way street. It wasn't just one person that was just the evil person. There's got to be stuff on both sides of the street. And we have to also say, even if that person was ultra evil and we're an ultra nice person, well, why did you get into a marriage with that person? For God's sakes, what was going on? And that's what we need to look at. It might not be that you're evil too. It might just be like, what happened? You know, where were you mentally, emotionally? How did you get into this? Why did you choose this? Why would you choose to go through all this pain? Did you feel like you needed to be punished? What is the reason? And until we break that down and understand that, you can't move on, because you're going to bring it into every relationship. Or on the flip side, in that particular situation, if you meet somebody who's really good to you, you might throw it away, because you don't realize that there's some self-esteem issues. There's some value issues. You don't value yourself. Okay? And these are the awakening moments, the epiphany, the oh my God, that's what happened moment. And that's an indication that you go, wow, I'm really moving on up. I am learning and growing, and I'm cutting the fat out of my life. You know, because when we realize that we have a certain amount of time, and we realize that we really need to be spending our time wisely, and we realize that if we do that, we'll be in an amazing place, all of a sudden we realize, okay, yes, I do want to hang out with these people. I do want to do this. I want to do that. But now let's look at my values. What's most important? Am I living correctly by my values? So, example, if your family, your children, if your children are the most important in your life, how much time are you hanging out with your kids? You better be hanging out with them every day. Now, if you're far away and you're in the military or you're doing something like that, I get it. But, you know, occasionally Skyping and reaching out and showing the kids that you love them not only goes a long way to the kids, but it goes a long way to you, too. Okay, if marriage is the top of your value system, how much are you hanging out with your spouse? Are you showing them that you care? Do you spend time with them? Are you always out with your friends instead? Are you staying at work ultra late? Getting home 9 to 10 o'clock at night, they've already eaten, going to bed. You got to think about things. If the career is your most important thing, well, are you at work at 9 o'clock at night? Because if your career is the most important thing, you better be up there burning the midnight oil. You got to get these things right. Not everything can be top priority, because you can't do everything at one time. And I know that sucks. I get it. I mean, you know, you're like, well, why can't I have a clone? I want a clone. I want 3 clones. You know what I'm saying? But we don't have them, at least I don't. And even if you had a clone, you wouldn't be actually actively participating in all this stuff. It would be your clone. And that's a totally different thing, and that's for a whole other show, and we can talk about that as well. But you've got to get your values right and then act accordingly. Because if you don't, there's like this mismatch of things, and you kind of get into war with yourself. You begin battling yourself because you know that this is the top value, but you're doing this, right? And so you feel bad about it. And it's not rewarding like it should be, because you should be feeling good about it. And so you got to align those things. And then you got to think about the direction in life. And then you got to also think about who in my life has this stuff going on. Because it's so much easier to spend time with people who have those similar values and who act accordingly to those values, have a up direction going in their life, and who have similar habits. Because when we don't have similar habits as well, it makes it difficult. Because, for example, if somebody's a big drinker and somebody's not, the drinker's going to feel like the person that's not drinking is judging them. It's human nature to feel that way. And what happens? That person's going to want to hang out with them less. Okay, to some degree, they might try to push the alcohol, you know, but then they're not really pushing it necessarily for that person to drink, but just to feel comfortable. You know, the same thing as if somebody smokes weed or what have you, any of that kind of stuff. It's hard to be around that when you're not doing it, but vice versa, it's hard if somebody is doing it, it's hard for them to be around people who aren't doing it. And so you got to look at that stuff and say, okay, you got to look at it from all different perspectives. You got to look at the friendship from the direction they're going in their life, the direction you're going in your life, the knowledge that you've learned, the knowledge that they've learned. What about the habits that they have? Can you actually spend time together? Do you have a lot in common? Is this a connection? And if that happens, that's great. And you don't have to have everything the same. I mean, you don't have to get real nitpicky, but if you want to, you can. But, you know, if you're really looking for a solid tribe of people and you're really awakening to this wisdom, you begin to cultivate those relationships and you realize that the most important relationship to cultivate is your own with yourself. And then you cultivate the rest of the time with the family, the friends, the new friends that you allow in, because they have, you have a lot in common with them. And the value system is structured right, because guess what? You're going in that same direction. You got the similar plan. You're working toward it. And it becomes easier. It's always easier when other people are working in the same direction as you are, because it makes it easier because you don't have to explain yourself. And you can be you. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.